Our next session is, this is not going to necessarily be a practical how-to lecture. So Pastor Viers gave us a little bit of that, or an example of that, so I'm thankful for that. What I want to do is to help you to, there's a couple of goals of this particular lecture. Taste and see the beauty of the Psalms. It's been about 10 years where I began to learn that the way that I was reading the Psalms, well, there's probably a different way to read the Psalms, and I did not understand that growing up. And I want to show you something here about the way that the Psalms are arranged that actually goes from lament to praise. So what Pastor Vrogop was talking about this morning in individual Psalms is actually the entire way that the entire corpus of the book of Psalms is arranged. I also want us to understand why the Psalms are probably the most quoted Old Testament scriptures in the New Testament. And I would also like you to see why the Psalms are one of God's people's most personally cherished part of the scriptures that we probably need to spend a lot more time in. And if you pick up Mark Vrogop's book and his devotional journal that you have now, I think you'll probably be lovingly pushed to spending a lot more time in the Psalms. Some of the things that have helped me in my understanding of the book of Psalms are Dr. Jason DeRoshi's lectures on the Psalms. And by the way, this is the notes that you are following right now should be the first set of notes in your pre-conference notebook. I believe it's on page 11. So Dr. Jason DeRoshi is a professor. He's a solid believer. He does have a different belief than faith on the end times. So he's amill, we're pre-mill here, not that that matters any difference to this particular congregation here. So, but that kind of eschatology does not come forth in his Psalms presentation. So I gave you the link there for his overview of the Psalms, which is very beneficial. Also, how many of you have heard the Bible Project? I know those videos are out there, and they are very creative videos. I have benefited from the Bible Project videos quite a bit. A Bible Project is a commentary like anything else, any other commentary on the Bible. And with any commentary on the Bible, what do you have to remember? With any commentary on the Bible, it's not the Bible. We can benefit a lot from commentaries, including videos of the Bible. You are the primary discerner of what is accurate and what is not, as you and the Holy Spirit wrestle with, does the Scripture actually say these things? So just because I mentioned Tim Mackey's Bible Project does not mean I agree with everything on his website, okay, or his views. In fact, I don't. But there are helpful tools there. Now, let me ask you this morning a quick discussion question. And here's my question for us, and I want your responses, okay? Why do God's people tend to enjoy the Psalms more than most any other Old Testament book? Because we just heard a video testimony of, hey, I grew up in a fire and brimstone Old Testament type of church. Well, I'm the Old Testament professor here at Faith Bible Seminary and Faith Church, and I love the Old Testament, and I don't see fire and brimstone all over the Old Testament. And we can talk about that in another lecture, but I understand the sentiment of that. But out of all the Old Testament books, why do God's people tend to enjoy the Psalms more than the other Old Testament books? So what would you say? Raise your hand. Okay, yes, Barbie. Okay, encouraging. Okay, yes, ma'am. Comforting. They're comforting. What else? Yes. Speaks to our situation. And I've noticed the first three people, the first four people that have raised their hand are all ladies. Men, you don't like poetry, do you? I hated English literature growing up. Oh, but now that I've come to be a Hebrew professor at Faith Bible Seminary, I love the Hebrew poetry. I do know it's difficult. I do know poetry is difficult, but there's some beauty here. And I can't go into it all of it, but it is a beautiful piece of literature. But you were going to say what?
You can sing it.
You can sing it, okay? You can sing it. Oh, it does give some strong language that we would not normally use on our own, but we probably should with our God. Yes. The psalmist, as Pastor Vrogop was mentioning here, a lament is born of somebody who is theologically literate, meaning they know the truths And the reason why they're struggling is with the tension, because it doesn't seem like the truths are happening. So their psalms, their laments are filled with theological truths. So good, good. Anybody else? Why do we love the Psalms more than any, more than the other Old Testament books? Yes. They are authentic. And I do believe that God has placed, the Psalms capture the cry of the soul. So let me ask you this also, second question. This is on your notes. How do we typically read the Psalms? I'll tell you how I typically do, but after your responses, how do we typically read the Psalms? One psalm, one day, and take me through the year, something like that. How do we typically read the Psalms, Rod?
One at a 19, then we break it up.
One at a time, except Psalm 119 that takes us a year to get through. So, how else do we typically read the Psalms? Any other thoughts? That's pretty much it. You pretty much nailed it right there. We take one at a time. I'm going to show you something today that maybe you're familiar with. I mean, if you watched the Bible Project videos, if you watched some recent studies on the Psalms, you may be familiar with what I'm going to say. But there is a structure to the Psalms. There's actually a structure to the Psalms. If we are looking here, and I'm going to show you this morning, I'm going to show you how the Psalms progress. Okay, so let's examine the strategically organized Psalm collection. And if you will, let's begin by turning to Let's start with the end in mind. I would ask you to pull out your Bibles. Okay, I know Mark didn't ask you necessarily to pull out your Bibles this morning, and Pastor Viers didn't either. I want you to see this in your own hands, and I know you can see it up here, but see it in your own hands. Turn, if you will, to Psalms 146. Psalm 146. So we're going to start with the last five books of the Psalms. There is a method to my madness here. We're going to start with the end in mind. Look at the first line of Psalm 146. Say it out loud. Praise the Lord. Now let me just scroll down a little bit to the last line, the very last line of Psalm 146. What does it say? Okay. In the Hebrew, I got one Hebrew student here. This is a Hebrew imperative, hallelujah, which is a masculine, it's a corporate plural imperative. All corporately praise, hallelujah, praise Yah. Yah is a shortened form of Yahweh, the name of God. Hallelujah, corporately praise Yahweh. Psalm 147, notice how it starts. What's the first line? Say it out loud.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, let's look at the very last line of Psalm 147. Oh, can you look at the last line? What does it say?
Praise the Lord.
I think this is an entirely amazing coincidence. Randomly just happened this way. Psalm 148, first line. Okay, Psalm 148, last line.
Praise the Lord.
Psalm 149, what do you guess? Psalm 149, last line. The beginning of every phrase in Psalm 150. I think that's just random, isn't it? They just kind of threw up the Psalms collection and they all fell just like that. I see some nods out there, absolutely. Just like evolution, just created us out of nothing. Now, the point here being is this. Let's say you had a lot of praise courses in your Spotify collection. I still use iTunes. Does anybody use iTunes still? No. I'm the only dinosaur still here. Let's say you have a lot of praise courses in your Spotify collection. What are the chances that they would all end up at the very end of your Spotify list? Well, you were intentional about where you placed them. I don't even know how Spotify works. Maybe I'm not even talking about the right thing. Do you think this is accidental? So if you don't think the last books of Psalm are accidentally placed there, what about the rest of the structure of Psalms? Say no. No. You know, God is moving. The corpus of the Psalms, I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint toward the end. God is moving all of creation to the praise and glory of God.